their own son, he said that he'd carried a menu meal, stuck it through the crack to him. And of course I had done heard of all my daddy and my grandma and all. And in fact, the business, I had an uncle that married into that family. That's the reason that I heard so much about it, don't you see? But because her rich and then. Well, did you ever know Posey, one they call Posey? Well, there used to be a man over here in Alabama, they called him Posey. He could do all of these tricks. There's one they called, now that's a nigger, Dr. Hunter down here, you know, they can. They call him Dr. Hunter. You heard of him, ain't you?
No, I haven't.
Well, they go far. They'll go 1,000 miles, come 1,000 miles to see him. Niggers do. And I mean they come by the loads, and he's prepared to take care. He's done got rich at it. Filthy rich at it. And he's prepared to take care of them. And now this rich niggers comes from the north all down here. And when they come, they'll come down here and they'll buy. They've been worth a lot to Cecil down here, Brother Cecil, run this meat house. And they'll fill that building up there when they start home. That bunch of, just one, this bunch, will come in and get about $1,000 worth of stuff, all right? Directly here comes another bunch, but they're going and coming all the time. And it got to where that you would do them. And I do that now. So I'll go drive up down there and I see a yard full of cars. I'll go around, look at the tag, see where they're coming. But now, his niggers, they say he will, there's a few white folks goes to him. But they say he really got the money. He just got rich at it. He can.
Is he kind of a witch?
Well, they don't call them witches now. Like instead of putting spells on folks, he takes them off.
How would he do that? Do you know?
No, sir. I don't know. I don't even know where he takes them off. They might not have no spell. It might be just in the mind. And he can tell them they're all right, and they'll believe that. Don't you see that? I think a lot of it goes like that. Now you can get something on your mind, and you'll suffer until you get it off. Now, I know one time, see, I've never been sick. I've been a blessed man. I've never been sick but just a time or two in my life. And my son-in-law had a heart attack. And I was over there one night, and you know they got that machine to tell how you, show you how your heart's working. Well, there's one in his room, and then out there at the nurse's desk, there's one there where they can see it. So if everything ain't working right, someone jump up and go in there to see about this patient, don't you see? Well, I was standing in the door, and his sister was sitting there in the waiting room. I said, you know, if I'm seeing right, I said, I sure don't like the way that machine's going yonder. She jumped up and went to the door, and she come tearing back, said, it ain't doing right, said, it's done stopped. Well, we jumped up and run to the room, don't you see, and the nurses was all over him, working on him. Well, it scared the living daylights out of me. And what had happened, they had took it off, don't you? They was working on it, working on him, changing him about. And they had the machines flickering around, you know, and...